Clark, when you ever worried about what it would be like to never have to worry about money again? Well, a lot of people fantasize about that one, but if you did have all the money in the world, what would you do with it? Well, that's a question we sent our Rock, Roll, and Remember microphone out to the street to ask. And these are some of the answers it came back with.
My name is John Goss. I'm from Irish Hills, Michigan. If I had all the money in the world right now, I'd go back to Charlevoix, Michigan, and buy my grandfather's house, because it's up for sale right now. It's one of the most beautiful homes I've ever experienced in my life, and that's where I want to take my family and let them all relax and live in enjoy for the rest of their lives.
Sue Lewis, Doherty, California. No doubt about it, a house overlooking the beach.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Real swinging arrangement on that hit by Bobby Darin. I love that record, Beyond the Sea. And I suppose if you ask some people what they do if they had all the money in the world, a lot of them would tell you that they'd like to buy a house at the beach. But some people have other ideas, which they shared with our Rock, Roll, and Remember microphone.
My name is Kirk Galveo from California. And if I had all the money in the world, I would spend some at having fun with me and my friends and also try to help some people.
I'm Joe Orlando. I'm from New Jersey. And if I had all the money in the world, what I would do with is to help people that are in need. That would be my first thought.
Hi, my name's Nate Syndergaard. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And I really believe if I had all the money in the world, what I would do is take it from the large incorporated companies and give it to the people that have absolutely nothing.
Time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance. stones together, to everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Says the good book. That was the Birds with the number one hit adapted from the book of Ecclesiastes, Turn, Turn, Turn. Now, we'll be back in just a minute with more good times and great memories here on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Now, Helena, what do you call a car that has more passenger room than a Volvo 740 and a more powerful engine than a Honda Accord?
I call it my Volkswagen Passat.
Experience Fahrvergnügen for yourself, folks. Drive a new Passat sedan or wagon, Volkswagen's roomiest car ever. With standard features like air conditioning and four-wheel disc brakes, you'll soon be singing its praises just like Ed and Helen here.
Fahrvergnügen.
That'll be enough, Ed.
Hi, Jim Summers for Valurite Pharmacies. If you're snowed under by dandruff, don't just shake your head. Valurite can help fight follicle flurries, especially right now, because participating Valurites have 7 ounces of Sulsum Blue anti-dandruff shampoo for only $4.79. Use only as directed. Just look in your yellow pages for Valurite Pharmacies, where you'll always find great American values and products that'll tell your dandruff to flake off.
Pageant.
Well, the tall guys got to be trees, but they made me a bluebird. So I have to flap around and twitter.
Well, keep eating right and taking those great-tasting Flintstones vitamins, and maybe next year you'll have grown into a tree.
Flintstones, complete with the vitamins and minerals kids need and the fun characters they love.
That's what I call complete.
10 million strong and growing.
Dick Clark here to close out our special artist profile of Tommy James, who split from the Shondells at the height of their popularity. Tommy was a physical and emotional wreck from the constant touring and recording schedule he was on, so he took a break and came back as a solo artist in the early 1970s. His career continues to this day, and this is how Tommy feels about how it's going.
A lot of people say, well, are you competing with yourself in the 60s or in the 70s? And I don't think of my career that way. To me, it's just been like one ongoing thing. And I've been fortunate in that regard because there's a kind of seamlessness to it. You know, if I allow myself to think whether it's as good as another tune that I've done, I'll kind of defeat the purpose right there. I just kind of have to write from whatever mood I'm in at that moment.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Digging the land.
Top five solo hit for Tommy James, Dragging the Line. Of course, Tommy was one in a long line of performers who took off on solo careers after being in a group. As a matter of fact, this next artist formed the group he was in. He had a few hits with him, but the time came when he and the group didn't agree on the kind of songs to record, so this Bronx man decided to go out on his own, and so he did. This is Dion.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey,
whoa. Away from a runaround sewer. Travel!
Dion had that number one knockout record after leaving the Belmonts. That was Run Around Sue. Now, this next woman had a minor hit with a group called the Stone Ponies. It was nothing like the magnificent success she had on her own. Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt with a number one remake of a song first done by Betty Everett, You're No Good. Now, most people think that this next man was always a solo artist, but like a lot of singers, like the ones we've been hearing from, he started out with a group. It was an outfit called the Triumphs, and he had one hit with him called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. But this man wanted to chase success, and the band, well, they just wanted to hang around in Texas, so they parted company. Success did come to the man as a solo star, B.J. Thomas.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
up-tempo song there from B.J. Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling. We're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we'll head back to the days of B.N.'s, Roach Clips, and a group that was the focal point of the counterculture. And it'll all be there, if you dare, when Rock, Roll, and Remember rolls on.
Every day, millions of people have a hard time understanding what millions of other people are saying to them, with good reason. For example, picking up your car at the mechanic.
Yeah, the problem was your dual lateral link strut was affecting your double wishbone suspension system, which of course affects your trailing link to one of your lateral links. It's pretty obvious.
Or getting instructions for your new VCR.
All you need to do, sir, is connect your input from your VCR to a splitter, connect the other cable to a switch box, connect your cable box to the splitter, and your TV to the switch box.
Or asking a question about a computer system.
This is a fully dynamic configuration that supports both synchronous and asynchronous communication via multiplexers.
Or hearing an insurance term.
The contingent beneficiary will receive the proceeds if the primary beneficiary predeceases the insured.
Which is why a Prudential agent will answer as many questions as you have, as many times as you want, in everyday words you can understand, to help you get your piece of the rock.
At the Prudential, we won't let you get it until you've got it.
Dick Clark with you for one last trip in time to our profile year of 1967, when the hot new cars are the Chevy Camaro, the Pontiac Firebird, and the Mercury Cougar. In 67, we've got sit-ins, love-ins, and be-ins. We've got Day-Glo Paint and Peace Buses and Roach Clips. We've got Expo 67 in Montreal and the Monterey Pop Festival in California. We've got hippies and demonstrations and tens of thousands of young people coming together at the Haight-Ashbury section of San Francisco for the Summer of Love. Young people are really polarized from the older generation. It is truly the biggest generation gap we've seen in a lot of years. There is culture and there is counterculture in this year of 1967. And this next musical group is still hanging on as one of the focal points of the younger generation once again. As they have been for years, they're at the top of the music charts, and their latest hit sits at number one during the third week in March of 1967. These are the Beatles.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Thank you. That was the Beatles with a cut from their album Magical Mystery Tour, and that song sat at the very top of the singles charts during the third week in March of 1967. Memorable song, Penny Lane. That's going to have to do it for this week's show. I'd like to thank Tommy James, Sly Stone, Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas, Elton John, Leslie Gore, as always. Very special thank you to you for taking time out to spend part of your day with us. We really appreciate that. Dick Clark's Rock, Roll, and Remember is written by Pam Miller-Algar, engineered by Jim Zoller, and produced by Mitch Plessner and Dick Clark Concerts Incorporated. Copyrighted 1991, the Unistar Communications Group Incorporated. Rock, Roll, and Remember has been brought to you by Drixoral Sinus Medicine, Volkswagen Cars, and Jolly Time Popcorn. Hey, why don't you try and join us next week? The subject of our special artist profile will be Frankie Valli. We'll see you then. For now, Dick Clark. So long. Hi, this is Dick Clark inviting you to join me this week on Rock, Roll, and Remember, when the subject of our special artist profile will be a man whose soaring falsetto set the tone for a whole string of hits with his group, The Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. And we'll hear some timeless hits along with more of the music that made us what we are today. This week on Rock, Roll, and Remember. Hi, this is Dick Clark inviting you to join me this week on Rock, Roll, and Remember, when the subject of our special artist profile will be a man whose soaring falsetto set the tone for a whole string of hits with his group, The Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. And we'll hear some timeless hits along with more of the music that made us what we are today. This week on Rock, Roll, and Remember.